The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Soccer matters extra time. Can new Dynamo signing help the Dynamo score goals? The Houston Dynamo, under new manager Ben Olsen, certainly has been able to find success defensively. They've not conceded a goal at home en route to a 4-win, 2-draw, 3-loss season so far. Now, as much as areas of the team have improved, and let's start with the roster, it's definitely improved at the back and in midfield. But its team shape, its possession game, these are all things that obviously are better. The collective spirit, it's better. But the obvious missing element still is clearly that attack in the final third and the hardest thing in the game of soccer, scoring goals. Last year's 13-goal scorer, Paraguayan Sebas Ferreira, has lacked confidence, has not fit the Ben Olsen mold up to this time when it comes to work ethic, running the channels, and being a vertical threat, not to mention the work that Ben Olsen demands when the ball is lost. In defense of Ferreira, he is a specialist. A goal scorer, a penalty area player that grabbed a bunch last year, 13 with little service and little wide game. Now with inverted wingers, the Dynamo system does not look to be the fit for the playing style of Sebas Ferreira of Paraguay, who continues to push to get back into the starting lineup. Could he be revived by Olsen? Now currently the starting center forward is Corey Baird, generally a winger that did not start consistently last year, but finished the season in the final four games playing his best soccer. In fact, the Dynamo frontrunners, along with Baird, Amin Bassi, a new signing, Ivan Franco, a new signing, and Coco Carrasquilla, do not have a long history of goal scoring. Look at the record. So is it fair to expect a goal scorer to emerge out of this group? Can it be done by committee? The answer is no so far over 9 games. Now, Bassi has 5 goals. I know what you're saying, but 4 came off penalty kicks. Hector Herrera is trying to fill that void, the Mexican international. He has 2 goals, but he can't be expected to carry the load over the course of a long MLS season. In their most recent match against Real Salt Lake, chance creation, getting opportunity, was not the problem in the final third. It has been in prior matches. Bassi, Baird, Carrasquilla, Herrera all had excellent chances. The Dynamo average a goal a game over 9 games. 4 from penalty kicks, 1 from a corner. That leaves only 4 from open play. They rank low in attacking categories overall in Major League Soccer in comparison to other teams. So where does a goal-scoring possibility during the run of play come from in the future? Enter young 21-year-old striker, Aliu Ibrahim, who arrived to the Houston Dynamo from Lokomotiva in the Croatian First Division. In 79 appearances there, he scored 14 times. Scored against top clubs like Dinamo Zagreb and Hajduk Split. The young striker has also represented Nigeria at the under-20 level and comes to the Dynamo with a reported transfer fee of over $2.1 million. That's not chump change by Major League Soccer standards. The Dynamo need his vertical threat. They need his desire to run at people off the dribble. They need his desire and ability to score goals. We're going to find out what type of a finisher he is. But he can be that player, potentially, that makes the team more dangerous, produces more goals in the final third, and maybe gets the best out of others. After 2 training sessions, Dynamo head coach Olsen stated that Ibrahim looked the part, and Olsen Wednesday night, well, he didn't hold back. He brought him right on in the second half in a 1-0 win over Sporting Kansas City in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And this was at a time where, we have to say, it's a small sample size, but he showed flashes of explosiveness in this match and a willingness to take people on off the dribble on 1 or 2 occasions, despite being thrust into a game where the Dynamo were down 10 men and were defending in a low block. His breakdown capability is something to keep an eye on in the future. Aliu Ibrahim from Nigeria. He may just play this weekend against Seattle. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your podcast platform of choice. Don't forget to tune into Soccer Matters on the Horn on Mondays in Austin, Texas, 7 Central Time, and Tuesdays on ESPN 97.5 in Houston, also at 7 Central Time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.